There was a lot of good news to be found Monday morning, December 19th, when the National Institute on Drug Abuse unveiled the results of the 2005 Monitoring the Future survey. According to the survey, alcohol, cigarette, and marijuana use decreased in 8th, 10th, and 12th graders in 2005. The information from this survey, which tracks illicit drug use and attitudes of 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students, helps identify potential drug problem areas among young people and helps to assess whether federal drug prevention efforts are effective. It also ensures that resources are targeted to areas of greatest need, according to Dr. Nora Volkoff, the director of NIDA.
This year's survey actually has some very good news in that it is showing that between 2001 and 2005, there's been a 19% decrease in the abuse of illegal substances assessed by the indicator of monthly utilization. This is a dramatic decline. If one thinks about it, it's approximately 700,000 less kids using drugs.
Although results of the survey are promising, there's still some concern about the continued high rates of non-medical use of prescription painkillers. Another disturbing trend is the increased use of inhalants among 8th graders. Still, most of the news was positive, as Dr. Volkoff explained.
Over the past 4 years, it highlights the importance of prevention, and it shows that indeed prevention works. And in this case, interfering with drug utilization in young individuals is likely to actually protect them later on during their adult life of becoming addicted.
For more information, visit www.monitoringthefuture.org. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.